有一种解释圣经的方法叫做象征性的解释。
There's a method of explaining the Bible, which is to explain it according to symbolism.
在这个雅歌啊，如果照字面上来看啊，它是在描写一对相爱的男女。
In the book of the Song of Songs, it looks like from reading it, it's talking about a love between a man and a woman.
啊，或者说我们可以讲啊，一对相爱的夫妻。
Or a couple, a husband and wife.
啊，所以从字面上来看，他对。对一对夫妻的爱啊，是有很高的这个评估。
In the book, the standard for love is very very high.
对这个夫妻的爱啊，雅各这本书对夫妻之间的爱是一个很有智慧的教导。
In the book of Song of Songs, the teaching for love is very wise.
但是很多时候我们在解释这个雅歌的时候，我们是用象征性的这种解释方法。
But oftentimes when we talk about the book of Song of Songs, it's toward the symbolism of it.
在过去的犹太人他们认为雅歌是在描写神跟选民之间的关系。
In the past, the Jews thought Song of Songs talked aboutthe relationship between God and His chosen peoples.
在这个时代，我们很多时候在解释雅歌的时候，我们是说，认为雅歌是在写主耶稣跟教会的关系。
In today's times, the Song of Songs is we believe that it's representing the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
我们认为雅歌是在描写主耶稣跟每一个信徒的关系。
We believe that theSong of Songs is talking about the relationship of Jesus Christ to every single one of us members.
所以雅歌里头的这个牧羊人这一个 my loved 这个良人就是代表着主耶稣。
The my love in Song of Songs represents Jesus Christ.
那一位这个苏拉密尼那一位所谓的my love 那个佳偶。就指着教会或者是信徒。
The other loved one in Song of Songs is the church or the members of the church.
就是男主角是指着主耶稣，女主角是指着教会或者信徒。
The male character is Jesus Christ and the female character is a church.
好，请我们看雅歌第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Song of Songs, Chapter 1.
雅歌第一章十五节
Song Song Chapter 1 Verse 15
我的佳偶你甚美丽你甚美丽你的眼睛你的眼好像鸽子的眼
Chapter 1 Verse 15 How beautiful you are my darling Oh how beautiful your eyes are doves
第二章第一节我是沙伦的玫瑰花是谷中的百合花
Chapter 2 Verse 1 I am a rose of Sharon a lily of the valley
第二节，我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。
Verse 2, like a lily among thorns is my darling among the maidens.
这是男主角，这一段话是男主角对女主角的称赞。
These two verses are what the male character is saying to the female.
那也是女主角她对这个称赞的回答。
It also shows the response of the female to the male's praise.
第二章第一节，这个女主角说：“我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。”
The chapter 2 verse 1 says, "I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys."
这是在回应十五节男主角对女主角的称赞。
This is a response to verse 15, chapter 1 verse 15 is the male's praise for the woman.
这个男主角说你好美丽哦。
The male said to the woman, how beautiful you are.
那第二章第一节这女主角她就回答说我只是沙伦的玫瑰花 我只是谷中的百合花。
Then chapter 2 verse 1, the female replies with, I am just the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys.
她不是说是啊，我好美丽啊。
She only said simply, I am this rose of Sharon. She did not say, yes, I am so beautiful.
那这个第二章第一节啊，讲到沙伦，哦，这是一个地名。
The Sharon in chapter 2 verse 1 is a name of a place.
哦，它是在加密山的南边，靠海的旷野。
Carmel. Sharon is a land south of Mount Carmel near the ocean.
哦，所以它的土地啊，并不是很好，很肥沃。
And it is a desert, so the land there is actually not very good.
哦，所以只是一片的旷野。
It's a piece of wilderness.
平常是会有一些牧羊人在那边进出。
Usually there will just be some shepherds going in and out of that area.
哦，很少有人会在那边住下来。
Very few people actually settle down in that area.
哦，通常我们住下来就会在那边盖房子。组织我们的家庭。
If we settle in the area, usually we will build houses and raise a family there.
哦，那这个沙伦这个地方并不是适合人在那边定居。
But the land of Sharon is not a place where it's suitable for man to live in.
哦，因为它的土地并不是好的。
Because the soil in Sharon is not good.
哦，但是它也会长一些一些草，一些野花。
But the land of Sharon there will still be plants growing there, some grass and some flowers.
哦，那些花它基本上那个根都很浅。
Generally, those flowers there that are growing all have very shallow roots.
哦，所以就是说它只是很脆弱的，很渺小的。
Those flowers are then very weak and very small.
这个女主角说：“我只不过是谷中的百合花。”
The female said, "I am just a lily in that valley."
哦，在这个 valley 的地方，不是很明显的地方。
In the valley where it is not easily seen.
哦，那我只不过是这个很脆弱的小花。
I am merely this small little weak flower.
哦，我弱到强风一过我就倒了。
There's a strong wind, I will perish.
那我已经讲过，这女主角代表着教会，代表着我们。
I just mentioned that this female character represents the church, it represents us.
哦，那我们是什么？
Who are we?
哦，其实我们就像这个沙伦的玫瑰花，就像谷中的百合花。
We are just like this rose of Sharon, this lily in the valley.
哦，我们是很卑微的。
We are very small.
我们存活的年日其实是很短暂的。
Our lives are actually very short.
哦，那在我们的人生当中，其实我们是很脆弱的。
And in our lives, we are all very weak.
哦，所以我们必须要有这个认识。
We have to understand this.
哦，但是我们人常常认为自己很伟大，自己很了不起。
But oftentimes we often think that we are so great and we are so powerful.
哦，其实很多这些古圣徒他们最后发现，真的人只不过是沙伦的玫瑰花，谷中的百合花。
Many of the ancient saints themselves, they come to a realization at the end that they are merely just like the rose in the shadow of Sharon and a lily in the valley.
好，我们也的确需要有这样子的清楚的认识。
We too also have to have this same realization.
哦，这样子我们才能够继续来过着一个敬畏神求神带领的生活。
That way we can continue to pursue a life where we're searching and pursuing for God.
好，所以我们也来从几个圣经节我们来看到这一个事实。
We'll study this a little more in a few.Verses.
请看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇一百零三篇十四节。
Psalms 103 verse 14.
十四节，因为神知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
103 verse 14. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust.
因为起初神用尘土来造人。
In the beginning, God created a man from dust.
所以神他造我们，他也最了解我们。
God created us, and of course, He knows us the most.
反而我们人常常忘了我们自己是谁。
And it's actually us men that we forget who God is.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们忘记了，我们只不过是尘土。
We forget that we are merely dust.
所以我们常常要做一些超过我们的我们的能力的事情。
Therefore, we often want to do things that are beyond our ability.
所以在过程里头，我们就受了很多的伤。
During that process, we'll naturally be harmed greatly.
那有时候我们人与人之间，我们忘了对方也是尘土，所以我们没有办法去怜悯他。
And when we deal with other men as well, we often forget that they too are dust, and then we often are unable to forgive them.
我们有时候也会过分的去要求别人。
We will demand excessively from our fellow man.
因为我们忘记了，我是尘土，他也是尘土。
Because we've forgotten that we are dust, and so are they.
那神对我们就不会这样子。
But God would not do this to us.
神是公义的，他也是很严格的。
God is just, and He is also very strict.
但是他知道我们的本质只是尘土。
But He knows that our nature, we are just dust.
所以我们实在是活在神的这种了解跟这个体贴里头。
We are only living in the understanding of God's mercy and righteousness.
我们请再看雅各书第一章。
Let's also look at. Let's go back to Song of Songs, chapter 1.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书第一章十四节。
James chapter 1 verse 14.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter
1. 十一节，雅各书一章十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 11.
十一节，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
James chapter 1 verse 11. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers a plant, its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
在加州我们都看得很清楚，夏天一到，没有浇水的地方，所有的地的都干掉了。
In California, we see this very clearly. Whenever summer comes and there's some place that is not watered, that the greenness in the area becomes dry. Because we can't possibly water every single spot. And we don't even have that much water. We don't have all that equipment.
So we can see that the grass is dry, the flowers are withered.
And we see for ourselves that the grass is dry, the flowers have withered.
人也是这样子的，脆弱的，短暂的。
Man is the same way. Their lives are short and is temporary.
再请看雅各书第四章。
Let's also look at James chapter 4.
雅各书四章十四节。
James chapter 4 verse 14.
十四节，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
4 verse 14. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes.
在这里再一次的强调，短暂，脆弱。
This verse again emphasizes our short time, our weakness.
不但这样子，在神的眼中啊。其实我们是很，甚至是卑贱的。
Even in the eyes of God, we are
very lowly.
Very, very low.
神没有这样看我们。
But God does not look at us in that way.
但是跟神比起来，跟他的荣耀比起来，我们真的是很卑贱的。
But when we compare ourselves to God, we are truly very low.
尤其是亚当里头的人，所谓的罪人，更是卑贱的。
Especially all the men of Adam, we are all sinners.
这是我们的本质。
That is our nature.
我们请看约伯记四十章。
Let's look at Job chapter 14.
四十章。
Sorry, 40. Job chapter 40.
约伯记四十章第三节。
Job chapter 40, verse 3.
第三节，第四节。
Chapter 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4.
于是约伯回答神说：“我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好守屋口。”
40 verse 3. Then Job answered the Lord, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth.
我们知道这约伯啊，一直想要跟神来啊，在跟神争论着。
We know that during this time, Job was discussing with the Lord.
因为他对发生在他身上的事情，他不明白，他也找不出理由。
He didn't understandthe things that are happening to his life, and he was trying to find a reason for them.
他找不到理由。
He couldn't find the reason.
他觉得说他找不到理由，那神应该也没有什么理由让他遇到这些事情。
He couldn't find the reason, and so he believed that God probably did not have any reason also to let him face all those troubles.
所以他就好像对神说。如果有理由的话，你摆出来给我看。
He said to the Lord, "If there is a reason, please show it to me."
那我就不再说话了。
Then I will not say anything more.
他所争的就是这样子。
He was debating with the Lord about.
我们人与人之间也常常是这样子。
Between our interactions with other men, we often are like that too.
你说我不好，你把我不好的地方指出来给我看。
You say I'm no good. Tell me what it is I'm no good at.
我们的老板说你没有把事情做好，我们会跟他讲我哪里没做好，你指给我看。
Our boss might say you didn't do this right, and we might say what didn't I do right?
我们对儿女说你没有做好，儿女反问我们，你指出来我哪里没有做好。
We say to our children that you didn't do this right. Our children might say the same thing. What didn't I do it right?
约伯就是这样的心态。
That was Job's mentality during that time.
如果是你处罚我的话，你把理由讲给我听。
If you are punishing me, tell me the reason.
那但是到最后，约伯发现说，我没有资格这样来跟神讲话。
But at the end, Job realized that he was not even worthy to talk to the Lord in that way.
意思就是我是很卑微的。
Meaning that he was unworthy.
有时候在重要的人物面前呢，我们只能够遮住嘴巴，我们不能够讲什么。
Sometimes in front of important people, we have to cover our own mouths. We can't say much.
没有我们讲话的没有我们讲话的可以讲话的的时段。
There is no we do not have the right to speak up.
那所以约伯说，我怎么来回答神呢？我只能够把嘴巴盖上。
That's why Job said here is that I am unworthy. I can only put my hand over my mouth.
那有时候我们就像约伯一样，一开始并没有发现我们是这么的卑微的。
Sometimes we are like Job. We don't realize that how low we are.
其实我们肉体有很多的软弱。
Our physical body has many weaknesses.
我们的 mental, 我们的精神上、心灵上也是有很多的软弱。
Our mental selves are also very weak.
这是人的本质。
That is the nature of man.
那更糟糕的地方，我们只不过是罪人。
Even more sad is that we are merely sinners.
我们请看路加福音第五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5.
Luke chapter 5, verse 8.
Luke chapter 5, verse 8.
第八节，西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Luke chapter 5, verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
啊，这是这个彼得啊，他对主耶稣来承认说：“我是个罪人。”
This is Peter's own admission to the Lord that.I am a sinner.
我们再看第五节。
Let's also look at verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
Verse 5. Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets."
为什么彼得他会突然间发现说？他只不过是一个罪人。
Why would Peter suddenly realize that he was just a sinner?
因为经过了一件事情。
Because he went through some event.
我们知道彼得他们是专门捕鱼的人。
We know that Peter was trained as a fisherman.
那结果那一次啊，他们整个晚上都没有打到鱼。
That evening they had not caught any fish at all.
那主耶稣就说。你再一次把船开到水比较深的地方。
Jesus Christ told them, go to the deep area again and try again.
那彼得在第五节是彼得的回答。
Verse 5 is Peter's response to that.
其实啊，哪里有鱼，我们怎么会不知道
？He basically said that if there was fish there, how would we not know about it?
这个地带我们太熟悉了。
We know this area so well.
我们在这里的目的就是要捕鱼。
Our purpose here is to fish.
所以有哪个地方我们没有撒网
？Was there any area where we have not cast our net?
但是彼得说，那就这次就听你的吧。
Peter just said, "Then, but this time I will because you say so, I will listen."
结果出乎彼得的意料之外。这一次竟然是满网的鱼。
And despite Peter's doubts, this time he got the fish.
如果你是彼得，你当时会怎么想
？If you were Peter at that time, what would you be thinking?
我想我们很少有人会想到说啊，我是一个罪人。
I think I doubt that many of us will think that I'm a sinner.
好，我们或许只是会很惊讶说。怎么会这样子？这里明明刚才我也撒过网啊
！I think that many of us will just simply be amazed and say, I just cast my net in this area that Jesus told me to cast my net in.
或许我们会很感谢主耶稣。
We might be thankful toward Jesus Christ.
所以我们不是彼得。
That's why we are not Peter.
彼得他所想到的是，我是一个罪人。
What Peter thought of was that I am a sinner.
他说的对。他替我们说了。
What he said was correct, and he said it for all of us.
我们的本质不但是卑贱、脆弱、短暂，而且我们是罪人。
Our status, not only are we low, weak, and our lives are short, we are also sinners.
我们再看回雅歌第一章。
Let's turn back to the Song of Songs, chapter 1.
雅歌第一章十五节。
Song Song Chapter 1 Verse 15。
十五节，我的佳偶，你甚美，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子眼。
Verse 15. How beautiful you are, my darling. How beautiful your eyes are, doves.
但是神怎么来看我们
？How does God look at us？
神说我们好美丽呀。
God says we are so beautiful.
一个罪人应该是很丑陋的。
A sinner should be extremely ugly.
但是神说，你是我亲爱的，你好美丽。
But God says that you are my love and you are so beautiful.
这个就是恩典。
That is grace.
神拣选我们，而且改变我们。
God chose us and He changed us.
哦，所以今天我们为什么变成美丽？
Today, why do we become beautiful?
好，因为主耶稣他拣选了我们。
Because God has chosen us.
他不但拣选我们，而且改变我们。
Not only did He choose us, He changed us.
改变我们的身份。
He changed our status.
好，从罪人成为神的儿女。
Go from a sinner to become his children.
好，而且也帮助我们来改变我们的言语，改变我们的行为。
Also to help us change our speech and change our behaviors.
哦，所以从整本圣经，我们也不断的看到神的这个作为跟恩典。
So from the Bible, we can see all God's works and grace.
哦，神的拣选。
We can see that God has chosen us.
哦，从创世纪我们看到神拣选亚伯拉罕。
We see from Genesis that God chose Abraham.
哦，让亚伯拉罕在75岁的时候离开他的故乡。
That when Abraham was 75, he left his hometown.
哦，让他能够有一个不一样的人生，更美的人生。
God had Abraham leave and have an even more beautiful life.
哦，大卫本来是一个牧羊的人。
King David was a shepherd before.
啊，当神拣选他，让他离开羊群。
When God chose him to have him leave the sheep.
哦，那大卫在这个历史上他成为一个这个很重要的一个人物。
And from that point on, David became a very important character in history.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
15 verse 10.
第十节，保罗说：“然而我今日成了何等人？是蒙神的恩才成的。”并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。
Verse 10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
保罗在他的时代里头，他是社会上一个所谓的明亮之星。
Paul during his time was a
bright star.
Bright star.
因为他很年轻。
Because he was very young.
因为他有很好的身份。
He had a good status in society.
因为他也受了很好的教育。
He had good education.
他本身也很有能力。
He also had great ability.
哦，所以他在犹太社会里头，他也已经是一个年轻的领袖。
In the Jewish community, he was also a young leader.
哦，那应该跟罗马政府也有相当的关系。
And he should have a very good relationship with the Roman government.
如果只是这样子，那么他的明亮只有在他活着的时候。
If that brightness of his was only during his life.
哦，在历史上有太多像保罗这样的人。
There's actually many people like Paul in history.
过了100年、200年、1000年，都被人忘记了。
After 100 years, 200 years, 1000 years, people will forget about him.
但是保罗今天还不断的被我们提起。
But today, Paul is still mentioned by us today.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是被主耶稣所拣选的。
Because he was chosen by Jesus Christ.
所以第十节这里保罗说：“我今日成了何等的人。”
Verse 10, Paul said that I am what I am.
这也就是为什么保罗他是这么的，在信仰的道路上面，他是这么的努力。这么的付出他的全力的来付出。
This is why Paul also worked so hard for his faith in his life.
今天我们 或许我们当中没有一个是保罗。
Perhaps today amongst ourselves, there's no one here who is like Paul.
哦，就是我们没有人所做的事情能够像保罗这样子。
Perhaps none of us can do the things that Paul did.
啊，但是我们也能够说，我今日成了何等的人。
But we can also say we become what we've become.
啊，因为主耶稣他看中我们。
Because Jesus Christ has looked favorably on us.
虽然我们所做的事情没有像保罗所做的。
Even though the things we do have, may not be like what Paul did.
啊，但是因为我们是神的儿女，是主耶稣所拣选的。
But because we are the children of God and we are chosen by God.
哦，我们在主耶稣里头所做的事情，都是蒙主耶稣纪念的。
Things we do in Jesus Christ will all be remembered by Him.
啊，那我们也实在看到了这些古圣徒啊，他们真的在他们的生命、他们的生活。都有很大的改变。
And we see for ourselves that these ancient saints, their lives all had a great change.
我们再看回雅歌第一章。
Let's turn back to Song of Songs, chapter 1.
这个男主角他是怎么来赞美这个女主角？
How did the male praise the female?
一章十五节他说：“你好美丽。”你的眼睛像鸽子的眼。
Verse 15, the male says, "How beautiful you are! Your eyes are like doves."
啊，那在第二章第二节。
In chapter 2, verse 2,
这男主角对女主角说：“我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。”
Verse 2, like a lily among thorns, darling among the maidens.
啊。第二章第一节，这个女主角说：“我只是沙伦的玫瑰，我只是谷中的百合花。”
In verse one, the female says, "I am just a rose of Sharon, a lily in the valley."
那这个男主角说：“哦，不不不，我的佳偶，你是好像百合花在荆棘内。”
Yeah, but the male says, "No, no, like a lily among thorns, you are a darling amongst my maidens."
这些古圣徒啊，他们在神的眼中，他们是美丽的。
The ancient saints in the eyes of the Lord, they are beautiful.
哦，当我们说一个女孩子很美
，When we say a woman is beautiful,
啊，很多时候啊，这女孩子的眼睛
，We often say it is because of the woman's eyes.
哦，我们说有些女孩子她有很迷人的眼睛。啊，所表达出来的眼神。
Some we say oftentimes many women have captivating eyes that bring out their mystery.
哦，就是像他所说的，那眼睛可以勾引人的。
The eyes can lure people.
啊，那所以神说，这些古圣徒啊，他们的眼睛非常的美。
That's why the ancient saints there, we say that their eyes are very beautiful.
然后第二章第二节，啊，他们好像是，哦，他们不是谷中的百合花，他们是百合花在荆棘内。
They are verse two. They are not just a lily in the valleys. They are the lily amongst the thorns.
啊，因为这些古圣徒啊，他们都能够在信仰的道路上面。对神一直很忠心。
Ancient saints, they were able to follow God's words and follow God's path.
好，所以啊，他们常常都能够胜过那个恶劣的环境。
And that is why they were able to overcome the evil in society.
哦，所以说他们是百合花在荆棘内。
That's why verse 2 says that they are like a lily among thorns.
哦，我们知道很多的荆棘是有长刺的。
The thorns are very sharp.
哦，那被刺到是会哦是会痛的。
If you're pricked by the thorns, it will hurt.
哦，那很多的古圣徒，他们的经历好像 在经过这个荆棘，但是他们还是持守信仰。
The many of the ancient saints, they were just like these lilies. They were pricked by thorns, but they maintained their faith.
约瑟啊，经过一段的试炼。
Joseph went through a period of trial.
他非常美丽。
He is very beautiful.
他的眼睛总是望着神。
His eyes were always looking towards God.
他就像百合花在荆棘内。
He was just like a lily amongst the thorns.
为什么他们能够持守信仰？
Why was he able to maintain his faith?
他们总是对神存着盼望。
They always have their hope towards God.
他们总是在想着神的事。
They are always thinking about God's matters.
这个鸽子的眼睛也是非常特别的。
The eyes of a dove are also very special.
它会认识主人的房子。
They know how to recognize their master's house.
所以这个鸽子在古代能够替人来传达信。
That's why in old times the doves could also be used to send messages.
它会从很远的地方把信带回家里。
They were able to bring back messages back home from faraway lands.
这些古圣徒啊，他们总是顾念着、想着神的家、神的事情。
These ancient saints, they're always thinking about God's home and God's matters.
就好像大卫，他当了王之后，他把国都迁到耶路撒冷。
Just like when David became kingdom, he brought became king. He brought his kingdom to Jerusalem.
他马上想到要把神的约柜也迎到耶路撒冷。
He immediately also wanted to bring God's ark to Jerusalem.
这些古圣徒常常所想到的就是神的荣耀。
These ancient saints were always thinking about God's glory.
他们总是想到神的国度。
They were thinking about God's kingdom.
我们请看但以理书第六章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖的异席，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his home upstairs, to the upstairs room where the window opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
这个但以理啊，他在啊，他人在国外。
Daniel was in a foreign land.
他心里所想的、所挂念的是什么
？The thing he wanted was what?
他挂念着耶路撒冷。
He was longing for Jerusalem.
这耶路撒冷就代表着神的国。
Jerusalem represents God's kingdom.
他的心挂念着神国的事。
His heart was longing for God's kingdom and God's matters.
所以这里说。他祷告的时候，他总是面向着耶路撒冷在祷告。
That's why in this verse it says that when he prayed toward Jerusalem.
他关心着神的国。
He cared about God's kingdom.
那所以这些古圣徒在神的眼中，他们是美丽的。
These ancient saints in the eyes of the Lord, they were beautiful.
他们的美，因为他们对神是专一的。
They were beautiful because their love for the Lord was special.
什么叫做对神专一
？What does it mean that they're only focused, special and focused to the Lord?
神是圣洁的，所以呢，他们也努力的来过着圣洁的生活。
God is holy, and they too try to live holy lives.
他们对神专一，所以他们也专心的依靠神。
They're focused on the Lord, so they focused on living a life for the Lord.
比如说以利沙先知，他也是美丽的。
Just like Prophet Elisha, he was also beautiful.
所以在圣经里头称他叫做圣洁的神人。
That's why in the Bible says that he is the pure prophet.
他是一个。The Holy Prophet.
The Holy Prophet.
这个男主角说你是百合花在荆棘内。
The male character says that you are the lily of the thorns.
意思就是你是得胜的。
That means that you have, you are victorious.
这些古圣徒他们都走完了，逃完了他们信仰的道路。
These ancient saints, they have all walked past and they've ran their race of faith.
就像保罗所说的，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Like Paul said, the wonderful fight, I have fought it.
当跑的路我已经跑完了。
The road that I must run, I have already ran it.
当守的道我已经守住了。
The words I have to follow, I have followed them.
在人生的最后，他能够很有自信的，我得胜了。
At the end of his life, he was confidently able to say, I am victorious.
所以今天我们也是蒙主耶稣所拣选的。
Today, we too are selected by the Lord.
同样的，神拣选我们，也要改变我们。
At the same time, when God chooses us, he is going to change us.
所以我们是可以成为美丽的。
So that we can become beautiful.
我们也可以成为百合花在荆棘内。
We can also become the lily amongst the thorns.
那我们自己问我们自己。
We should ask ourselves.
当神看我们的时候。
When God sees us.
他能不能这样子说，我的佳偶，你很美丽。
Can you say to us, my lover, how beautiful you are?
你的眼像鸽子的眼。
Your eyes are like doves.
我们的神能不能对我们说，我所爱的，你很美丽，你就像百合花放在荆棘内。
Is our God able to say to us that you are so beautiful, you are the lily amongst the thorns?
我们既然这是神的期望啊，所以他一定能够帮助我们来过着得胜的生活。
Since this is God's hope for us, then of course he will help us live this kind of life.
我们来看以斯帖记第二章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 2.
以斯帖被称为是美丽的王后。
Esther was called the beautiful queen.
是的，她应该是很美丽的，所以她才会被国王挑选来当王后。
She must have been very beautiful to be selected by the king.
那她不但有这个外在的美丽啊，她更有的这个信仰上的美丽。
Not only did she have the physical beauty, she also had the beauty in her faith.
以斯帖记第二章十五节。
Let's look at Esther chapter 2 verse 15.
莫迪改叔叔亚比盖的女儿，就是莫迪改收为自己女儿的以斯帖，按次序当进去见王的时候，除了掌管女子的太监西该所派定给他的，他别无所求，凡看见以斯帖的都喜悦他。
Verse 15, when the turn came from Esther, the girl Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Hegai, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her.
当我们讲到灵性属灵啊，我们都觉得说这个是看不见的。
When we talk about spirituality, we think that it's something that cannot be seen.
是的，有很多属灵里头的事情是我们看不见的。
Yes, it is true that many things in spirituality is not something we can physically see.
比如说一般来讲天使我们看不见。
For example, when we say angels, usually we are not able to see angels.
一般来讲这撒旦我们看不见。
When we talk about Satan, we usually cannot see Satan.
但是也不是所有的都看不见。
But it doesn't mean that there's nothing in spirituality that we cannot see.
这个以斯帖啊，他的信仰，他的灵性也非常的美。
Esther's spirituality was also very beautiful.
不是看不见的，是看得见的。
It's not something that was invisible, but some rather something that was visible.
好，我们的美也可以表现在我们的行为里头，我们的生活里头。
Our beauty can be demonstrated in our lives, in our actions.
好，在这里提到说，这个以斯帖啊，她跟其他的女孩子是不一样的。
It says that here that the Esther was different from all the women.
好，外在上她很漂亮，相信有很多女孩子是跟她一样的漂亮，甚至比她漂亮。
Her physical beauty was, yes, very beautiful, but there were probably other women who were even more beautiful than her.
好，那这里提到她有着别人所没有的这个美丽。
This passage talks about, but she had a beauty that other girls did not have.
这里提到说，所派定给她的，她别无所求。第十五节，二章十五节。
It says that when Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her.
好，那前面那一句话哈，除了掌管女子的太监西该所派定给她的，她别无所求。
And also she asked for nothing that other what Haggai, the king's eunuch had suggested.
当时这些被挑选的女孩子啊，她们都是有王给她们的特权。
During that time, all the girls during that time had what the king had given them.
哦，他们这些人都有可能将来是成为王后的。
All those girls could be queen eventually.
哦，所以他们可以做要求，我要这个，我要那个。
All those girls could make requests and ask for this and that.
哦，人如果有这种权力的话，当然是好好的利用这个权力。
When a person has that kind of right, of course they'll make the most of that right.
哦，但是这里说以斯帖啊，他除了那个派定给他、指定给他的，他没有其他的要求。
But over here it says that Esther only asked for what was suggested.
哦，这就是另一个层面的美丽。
This is another level of beauty.
哦，这一层的美丽也是不是每一个人都能够拥有的。
This level of beauty is not something that everyone can have.
哦，是一个跟随神、敬畏神的人，他才容易做得到的。
Only a beauty of someone who follows and obeys the Lord.
哦，因为贪是人的天性。
Because our man's nature is to be greedy.
哦，用不对的方法都想要得到了，何况是这里是是有那个潜力去多要。
When there's ways we can cheat to get more, we'll do it. And not only here, all these girls had the right to ask for whatever they wanted.
哦，所以这是以斯帖另外一层的美丽。
This is another level where Esther's beauty came from.
哦，所以我们也要成为在荆棘里的百合花。
We too have to become the lily in the thorns.
我们最后看加拉太书第二章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这个荆棘代表着受苦。
The thorns represent suffering.
我们愿意跟主耶稣一同来受苦。
We are willing to suffer with the Lord.
我们愿意跟主耶稣同被钉十字架。
We are willing to be nailed with Jesus Christ.
现在是主耶稣活在我们里面。
Now is the time where Jesus Christ lives in us.
我们要让神的话 存在我们里面。
We have to have God's word live in us.
好，我们要让神的灵来充满我们。
We have to be filled with God's spirit.
好，我们要常常被圣灵深深的来感动，来影响我们。
We have to be moved by God's spirit.
好，我们要常常被神的爱来充满我们。
We have to be filled with God's love.
好，那么我们活着。就是将主耶稣基督表现出来。
Then when we live, we will demonstrate Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是最美丽的。
Jesus Christ is the most beautiful.
当我们将主耶稣活出来
，When we live out Jesus Christ,
那么神看我们就是美丽的。
God will see us as beautiful.
在世人的面前，我们不再是罪人，我们是神的儿女。
And in amongst men, we are no longer sinners, but we will be the children of God.
我们一起唱诗177首。
Sing hymn 177.
一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make a concluding prayer.
我们感谢天父真神让我们成为美丽。
We thank the Lord for helping us become beautiful.
啊，我们感谢天父真神啊，让我们的每一个日子也都是美丽的。
We thank the Lord that He makes our lives also beautiful.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.